First Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Edwedu Ajahu, has cautioned MPs to be regular in the House. Mr. Ajahu, who chaired the proceedings today, stated this when the House adjourned for lack of quorum. Correspondent Augustus Akwe is on the line. You are welcome, Augustus.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Yeah, so tell us, what happened today?
Well, just as usual, Parliament began sitting after 10 a.m. and when sitting began, they did read some papers, they presented some papers, but before actual public business could commence, the MP for Egwuakwa North, that's Professor Emeritus Samuel Amwaku, once again rose to raise the matter of quorum. Now, according to the standing orders of Parliament and the Constitution itself, according to Article 102 of the Constitution, a quorum of Parliament shall be one-third of members apart from the person presiding at that particular moment. Now, when he rose the matter of quorum, there were about 40 MPs in the House. Last week, on Thursday, the same professor raised the question of quorum when members were not that many. And then Friday as well, the matter came up. But on Friday, the speaker also noted her displeasure about the situation because according to the speaker, this is an election year. And so at this point in time, campaigns will be at its peak. But members should also know that they are committed to, they've committed themselves to the work of Parliament. And so they should be up and doing when it comes to the proceedings of the House. Now, what happens in Parliament is that when members come, they register and some would have committee sittings. And so it is not all the time that you find members in the chamber to conduct public business. Some might be doing committee sittings on behalf of Parliament.
Right, Augustus. But then you also agree with what Adeso say all the time, that most of these MPs deliberately, for certain reasons, absent themselves from the House.
Well, that is not far-fetched. And so I guess the call by the First Deputy Speaker Dua Jahu and then the Speaker herself, Right Honourable Justice Joyce Bamford Addo, are in the right direction, and so it will be a wake-up call on the members to come. After adjournment, some MPs were now coming to the House, and so I'm sure they would take this as the last straw. And
Augustus, finally, others would argue that when humorously at times, that when issues that affect them positively, talk about houses and cars, they are united, but when they have to come together and work, you don't see that unity. How was the demeanor of the First Deputy Speaker of Parliament? Are they trying to say something in terms of punishment, for want of a better expression?
Well, not explicitly, but I would say that the First Deputy Speaker was not that amused about the situation. And when you observe the proceedings in the House, it's not a matter of they always throwing blows at each other. They actually conduct their sittings in a civil manner. They cross carpets from time to time to discuss issues as the House is in session. So when you go to Parliament, it will be difficult for you to tell a member on the minority or on the majority if they have gone to the other side to chat with each other. And so
thank you very much. We wish you could tell us more on that. Thank you. That was our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Akwe, talking to us.